planning a Disney World or Universal Studios vacation is not an easy feat. Between Genie Plus, advanced dining reservations, park tickets, hotel accommodations, and more, you're looking at hours upon hours of work when it comes to booking your vacation. Wouldn't you like your vacation to feel more like a vacation, though? Then let Zip Travel give you a hand.
Zip Travel can not only save you hours of time and headaches by booking your hotel accommodations, getting the park tickets, booking the dining reservations, and a plethora of other things you need for your vacation. They can also save you money by finding the rates and discounts available during your trip. They are a great resource you can also lean on with any questions or situations that arise related to your vacation.
But you know what the best part about all of this is? Their services are completely 100% free. Not only are their services free, but Zip Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and an officially earmarked gold Disney travel agency.
In fact, they are the travel agency that Jamie and I use exclusively to book our numerous trips that we take to Disney World, Universal Studios, and any other place in the world. They book it all for us. We lead super busy lives, and they make it so much easier by handling all the trip planning details for us. We know they will do the same for you. In fact, we believe in them so much, we're willing to throw in some extras if you book your next vacation through Zip Travel.
If you book at least a 3-night vacation package, you'll receive from us a free t-shirt, $10 in CTM shop credit, and a goodie gift basket waiting for you at the front desk of your hotel. So to book your next trip and save time, money, and your sanity, head to travelwithzip.com today. Again, that's travelwithzip.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jamie Lee, and I'm joined by my husband, Mr. Jared Lee. Hello, Jared.
Hello.
Well, as I always like to do, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How many days is too many days to take a Universal Orlando vacation? How many days is too many, would you say?
It really depends on if you've been before and how you plan on, I guess, touring the parks. I will say probably more than likely for me and most people, I would say 5 days is like a max at this point.
Okay.
I mean, until that all changes when Epic Universe does open. But as of right now, I mean, you have, you know, the two parks, you've got Volcano Bay and you have City Walk. So, I mean, I feel like 3 days is a pretty good amount for most people. If you really were wanting to spend some resort time and stretch things out, you could go 5 days. But I feel like by that fifth day, you might be sort of just, not that you're ready to go home, but you've probably done most of the stuff you'd want to do, I would assume.
I would agree with that. I think a week is too much if you're doing just Universal. I don't think they have enough attractions. I don't think they have enough things to do yet, like you said.
That is rapidly changing.
Oh yeah,
but
for sure.
As of now, I mean, and they've come a long ways in the past even 5 years in terms of the things to do and all that stuff. But
yeah. Well, I do have a reason for asking that, which we'll talk about in a second. But first, we want to, you know, go through some of the news. We're going to go through. We're going to talk about the perks of staying at a premier resort, which we actually have not talked about this in an episode yet. Which is crazy.
We probably have talked about it in separate discussions, but never as a congruent discussion. That's a good word there.
Congruent. Yeah. I like it.
I was going to ask you a question as well.
Oh, okay.
How are you feeling?
Oh.
Because Jamie has on the normal show, the Disney show. Last week, Jamie, we didn't have a show because Jamie was under the weather. Then our son was under the weather. So are you feeling better?
I am. I still have a little bit of throat, nose stuff going on, but you know what? It's going to get better. I am getting better. I don't feel sick anymore, so it's great. I'm great now. Thank you.
Good.
Thank
you. I know people were wondering, because I think the first show we've missed in like years.
Like the first full week that wasn't planned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes we plan for like the end of the year when we take a little break. Like that's always planned. This was completely unplanned. And I was just like, everything was just so chaotic this week. And I was just like, I don't even know. Like I'm sorry, you know? So anyway, we're back.
We are back. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Well, we're not going to talk about me being sick. You know, we're actually gonna talk about Universal today.
That would be a short episode of those.
Before we get to that, we want to mention that you should join our wonderful podcast group, Club 32.
Yeah, if you're listening to this or you've heard us before and you would like even more content and behind the scenes access, all sorts of things, Club 32 is where you want to go for that. So like Jamie said, there's extra content there like Cool Kids Kitchen, Club 32 Speakeasy, the Club 32 Show. There's a private Facebook group and a Discord. You get 20% off of CTM apparel and 1901 Candle Company products. There's music loops like in the parks. So if you want, a lot of people listen to those, you know, when they're doing work or just throughout their day. And there's a private podcast feed. So all the content goes on there as well. And plenty more stuff to come. So if you're interested there, you can go to ctmvip.com. And that's where you can do monthly or yearly options. And sometimes people ask like they'll say, hey, what's the best way to support you guys? That would be it. Because then you're also getting stuff in return. So, and it's also, we can interact more with members in there and things like that as well. So ctmvip.com is where you go for that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, let's get to the news. We've got more than usual amount of news stories this week, but it's been like a month. So I guess that makes sense.
Well, it's a monthly show.
It's a monthly show. Yeah. Right. So first one up is we have a new promo out where you can buy a 2-park, 2-day ticket and get 3 days free.
Yes. So for the deals advertised, it's $241.99 for that deal.
Yes. And that's starting. Yes.
So that's the 2-park, 2-day ticket and you get 3 days free. If you would like to add Volcano Bay onto that, then it's $281.99.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make that a park-to-park where you can park hop, mm-hmm. that is $301. Got to get that extra dollar. Mm-hmm. And 99 cents. And then if you want park-to-park and Volcano Bay, it is $341.99. And that is for the 2-park, 2-day ticket, and 3 days free. So if you want all of it, you're looking at $342.
Yeah, but think about $342 for 5 days.
It's a great deal.
That's an amazing deal.
I mean, you know, people talk about a lot, you know, it's obviously going to happen comparison between Disney and Universal. Disney doesn't run deals like this.
No.
I don't know the last time I even remember anything like that. So, I mean, the fact that you can get more free days than what you actually paid for is a pretty good deal in the world, you know. So,
yeah.
I think if you're considering going, and I'm sure they're doing it because, you know, I think bookings and a lot of travel is down mm-hmm. coming up to this summer.
Have you seen the, especially today, I don't know, you don't pay attention to this stuff, but especially at Disney, the parks were not busy at all. And it's a weekend.
Yeah. Well, so, and we had talked about how the bookings were looking down mm-hmm. and, you know, outside of a holiday weekend or a week or something like that, this is probably, you know, we were saying this could be a period of time where you used to see lower crowds right now. So
yeah.
I think we're kind of seeing that.
I think so too. But it's a great deal if you're coming to Universal. And again, I asked this question because of this. How many days is too many days? You said 5 is about the max. Well, here's your 5 days.
And if you're getting 3 of them for free.
If you get 3 for free, I mean, you might as well do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and go to our topic today. If you were going to go and let's say you stay, you know, at a premier resort, you get the Express Pass included, which we will talk about, makes for a pretty good deal. Like you can sit there and, you know, have a whole week and save some money.
Yep, for sure. So, okay, next story we're going to talk about is that Universal theme parks were up 25% in revenue for quarter one in 2023. And what else did we learn or more to that?
Well, basically, they had a really, really good quarter. Uh-huh, theme parks had a successful quarter with a revenue increase of, like Jimmy said, 24.9%. And that was from $1.56 million to $1.949 million. And they have an adjusted, so basically it adjusts for profit after you take out certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It was an increase of 46%. So Ooh. It was from $451 billion to $658 billion. Now, most of that was driven from overseas.
Well, that and Super Nintendo opening in Hollywood.
Yes, I was going to say. So a big thing of it was overseas, but a lot of it, they did even mention. So I actually listened to the earnings call for this.
Oh, okay.
They credit a lot, but they did say, you know, Hollywood was really up because Super Nintendo World opened. And then they also, somebody had asked the question, because people will call into these and ask investor questions. They'd asked about Orlando, and they didn't give specifics of percentages of Orlando, but they did say that they were continuing to see the growth, because last year, first quarter was really big, if you remember correctly.
Yeah.
They said they were still, you know, it wasn't as big of a percentage of growth as it was that last quarter, but that it was continuing to grow, and they were really happy with Hollywood and Orlando. So
yeah,
the theme parks in whole were doing very well in the first quarter.
Yeah. It's good to hear.
Yeah.
Love it. The next story is, we're just going to briefly mention this because we don't know too much about it, but the NBC Universal CEO has stepped down amid an inappropriate affair that he had. I guess, you know, basically the PR statement they sent out was, you know, we have a strong team around us. We'll get through this, yada, yada. But anyway, that's happened.
Yes. That's sometimes. Yeah. Right. I mean, I haven't heard if it's like, I think it was just the fact that it was with a subordinate, I believe.
Right.
I don't think it was like sexual harassment in nature. I think
not
it was just,
that we know of.
I think it was just a relationship that apparently wasn't supposed to take place. And yeah, so.
Which this.
Not a lot of details.
Not a lot of information, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Just want to mention it. The next story is that there is a Jurassic Park themed tribute store coming to the studio side very soon.
Yes, I'm actually really excited about this.
And they're dropping hints all over the place, like in the window where it's like the old studio styles storefront, you know. In the window, there's a ladle that's like in the back of the window as like a hint. It's from the kitchen scene in Jurassic Park he's hitting the ladle.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was a hint, and it is the 30th anniversary of Jurassic Park this year. So
of the original.
Of the original, yes.
Yeah.
So they're celebrating that movie for, I guess, the summer.
Yeah, so there's going to be an AP Magnet, and then there is a new trademark or symbol, whatever, for Jurassic World Explorers as well.
Yeah, this is cool. Amblin Entertainment, I can't say that, just came out with that trademark, and I'm not sure what Jurassic World Explorers is.
I'm wondering if it's a lot like what they have at Animal Kingdom, which is the, what do they call that for the kids to go find stuff.
Wilderness Explorers.
I could see that because I think Universal is starting to really get more family offerings. You know, I think they've had this focus for a little bit, but I also think too, there has been with the success that Universal has seen with the animation side of things lately, like the past, you know, 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
I think they're going to start doing a lot more of this because, and we've talked about this, when you have real little, like our daughter, almost 7 years old, she likes a lot more stuff now. Our son is kind of starting to, but if your kids are under three, I would say for sure under, you know, three, if they're four, it depends on what they like. There's not a whole lot for them to do, especially with the kids zone being under construction right now.
Yeah.
So stuff like this, I think, is a good thing if it is indeed like a kids explore type scavenger hunt sort of thing.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I would love something like that. You know, something that we should probably explore more, especially maybe this summer, is more of the like, what's that? The Jurassic Park area. It's like right in front of Velocicoaster. My mind is blank now, but you can go in there and you can like study bones. And what's it called?
I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right? It's like the exhibit place. Okay. We should probably go in there with our kids.
Well, our son now, I was playing trucks with him yesterday, and we had dinosaurs in the back of the truck. So he's into dinosaurs.
He loves dinosaurs.
Yeah. So I don't know if he'll want to, you know, I don't know if I can tell him they don't fit in the trucks, but he is into dinosaurs. So I feel like it's a good age.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, so lots of cool Jurassic Park stuff coming, including some merchandise that I've seen popped up in the gift shops and stuff. So,
and we may just have a Jurassic Park shirt coming out.
We might.
Who even knows?
All right. So next story we're going to talk about is that annual pass prices have gone up in the last couple weeks.
Yeah. So as it seems to do, I think all theme parks now do this. Even Silver Dollar City. I got an email the other day that theirs are going up. So I think everybody just does it now. But so this price adjustment was made the day that Disney APs went on sale again. So I don't know if that was on purpose. I'm maybe
it was absolutely on purpose.
Probably. The price difference is between $80 and $150, depending on the pass, and it's only for Preferred and Premier, not Seasonal or Power.
Yeah, Seasonal and Power did not change price at all. It was just the top two tiers. And Premier is the one that went up significantly, $150 more. So I understand that. When you think about all of the perks you get with being a Premier Pass, and we had talked about that at the beginning of the year about us upgrading our passes, and now we get, you know, the Express Pass after four, we get the Halloween Horror Nights ticket, higher discounts, valet parking, all that stuff. Even if it's $150 extra more, you know, per year, I mean, we're a Florida resident, so it's a little bit cheaper for us.
Right.
We still really feel like it's worth it. You know, like I do at least.
I think having the Premier Pass or the Premier Pass, the Express Pass after four for sure is a very nice perk. That's one of those things before you go. A lot of people ask us, do you need to get Express Pass? And it's like, you don't need to. You don't have to. Yeah. But once you use it once, it's just sort of like, oh, man, like go back to the regular lines. So it's really nice to have that. Plus, you know, we talked about many times of the Universal AP stuff. I think Universal does a lot of great things for their APs. Mm-hmm. There's always, you get extra discounts. You get a lot more discounts compared to Disney's for sure. You get discounts even on quick service food and Starbucks and all sorts of stuff. And it's tiered. So the highest, you know, the highest one, the Premier, gets the biggest discount. Plus you get hotel discounts. I love the way that they do AP. So it is going up, but I do think you get a lot out of being a Universal AP holder. But so they have gone up, but they all go up. So I'm not really shocked anymore when these things go up because I kind of assume they will. But
yeah, and if you're interested in upgrading any of these passes, you know, look and see which one works better for you. Well, I mean, obviously, we're fans of the Premier Pass, so we would probably, promote that over other ones. But if it doesn't work for you, if you're not going to be coming to the park as much, you know, if you're not going to have a car, you know, stuff like that. I don't know. Like, it depends.
Like for us, we were like the Premier, obviously the Express Pass after four, but also the valet parking is something that we have come to really enjoy. But again, if you have a car, that's useful. If you're not having a car, that's not as big of a deal. Some people have asked, if you are wanting to upgrade, let's say you were a Seasonal and you want to upgrade to a pass above you, you can do that at any time. The way that they will do that, because if you're paying monthly, so most people do pay monthly, you just pay the difference up front between the two passes. So if let's say the difference is like $300, you'd pay $300 up front, and then your monthly payment would stay the same until the term of whatever your contract is over, and then that monthly payment would then reflect the upgraded ticket. So that's how that would work if you're wanting to upgrade your annual pass.
Yeah. Very well.
Just in case people want to
know. Yeah. Very true. Next story we're going to talk about is that Portofino Bay is undergoing a 2-year-long refurbishment beginning in June.
It needs it.
And I'm unclear exactly what is. I want to say it's just mostly the exteriors, or they're starting with the exterior.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going to take 2 years to redo everything. It just stayed there last weekend. And Yes, it does. It does need a bit of a refurb. It's still a nice hotel. It's very beautiful. But there's just certain things where I'm just like, yeah, we could do some refurbs. we could fix this. We could do this.
Yeah, I've stayed there twice, and it's not my favorite for that reason. It definitely could do some refurbs. And I mean, I like the concept of it. It's a very unique resort.
Sure.
And I like that aspect to it. But yeah, I think there could be some changes made, especially in the rooms.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And then Poseidon's Fury, the only attraction left in the Lost Continent section of Islands of Adventure, is closing forever on May 9th.
Which is odd.
Okay.
Because they just refurbed that whole thing.
Yes, they did. They refurbed it for a while.
And this, we're going to talk about rumors in a second. This would go into the rumor category. But
okay.
I will say this. So for those that don't know, I mean, it was shut down for how long?
2 or 3 months. Is it a couple months?
At least a couple of months.
I can't remember.
It was closed down, refurbed, reopened. We did it on one of the first days it was back open.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it just shuts down forever.
In a couple days.
It's right. I'm saying in a couple. May 9th is the last day.
Yeah.
A rumor is that potentially this could be a Zelda area because of the success. Some people are saying because of the success of the Mario Brothers, because there was also something I haven't looked at this fully yet, but some people were messaging me about some stuff that had apparently leaked from Universal side that was showing some Zelda plans.
Oh.
All I'm going to say is I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I really hope that would happen. That would be fantastic. And it would actually fit. And we've talked about this on the previous show before Epic Universe does open in 25.
Uh-huh.
I've said all along, I think they're going to be adding stuff not only to the studio side, which they currently are with Kid Zone, Minions, you know, and like the Minions Cafe, but on the island side that they would be doing some stuff. So that would fit mm-hmm. that they would be doing something with this area because they're going to want stuff in the existing areas for people to do outside of just going to the brand new theme park.
Well, and they need a reason for people to come to their parks before Epic Universe opens, because if people are waiting,
for sure,
then they're going to need something to fill that. So,
there's a lot of areas we've talked about many times. That area where Poseidon's Fury is sort of just a walkthrough area at most. There's some restaurants in there, but it's not a really big, it's not a huge area, but it's not an area that's really utilized well. So I feel like if you did have a Zelda or something that people would want to see in here, that would be a really great thing. So,
well, they've got the defunct Sinbad show that's just back there too, not doing anything. So right. Let's do something with that back there.
Yeah.
And they're selling final tour t-shirts. They're selling them right outside in the gift shop that's right out there. Mm-hmm. And you can buy them online now. So if you want a final tour, Poseidon's Fury.
I feel like this is a show that like people don't have a lot of love for. I'm sure there's some people that do. But.
Well, they were selling out of them.
I
was there on that day.
Well, and it's also too, when people, you take something away, all of a sudden it becomes like people like it more than they maybe did. It's like, I think it's like graduation goggles. You would call that a little bit.
Like the other day, it was like a 45 minute wait.
Right.
For that. And in that show, like while it's, you know, so.
I was going to say, we recently did it. Yeah. They didn't update any of the graphics inside. Like it's aged a lot.
Right. Well, I did it again mm-hmm. on, I guess it was Saturday or Sunday. And going through it, I'm just like, I was like, this is amazingly cheesy and I love it. And the guy who played the character, like the only character, like physical actor character you see, he was amazing. Like he was cheesing it up so good. And like that just made it even better. But yeah, the graphics are just, it's very late 90s.
Yes.
It's very like Saturday morning, like live action show for kids.
There's a lot of overacting by the like people in it. I mean the final fantastic. Little battle room is like SD. It's like 480p. Yes. Like it's not clear. Yes. Yeah. So I mean,
yeah,
it's just really, it could have been planned, but it seems odd to me that you would do a refurb, reopen it, and then be like, okay, we're shutting it down.
Right.
Unless, you know, not that it's going to happen with this other thing, but it does make some sense if all of a sudden they see like, oh my goodness, like apparently, which I could have told you that, people love Nintendo and, mm-hmm. you know, now Mario Brothers has made over $1 billion. Yeah, I would say that's a pretty good, and especially with Universal, like that gives them an IP that I would make a really strong argument is perhaps more powerful than anything, well, maybe outside of Marvel that Disney has.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
And that's including Star Wars. Just going to say, but anyways,
fighting words. Anyway, so that is coming to a close, this week actually. Yeah. So, and the last thing we were going to talk about is just a little bit of rumors.
I need a rumors like sound.
Right. So the Minions ride, the new Villains Con ride that's supposed to open this summer.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor is that the media previews are going to start here like very soon, the next like maybe week or two.
Okay.
And they're also, you know, that new drone show rumor. Have you heard of this?
I have heard of it. Yeah.
Okay. So back in January, late January is when they started testing it. And people were actually like look out their windows and see them testing the drones outside. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be part of the new nighttime show at Universal Studios because they just ended the cinematic spectacular fountain show they did. And that was, I think that ended in March. And they are hiring, I think it was LinkedIn, they are hiring drone operators. So it is happening. And I feel like it's going to be happening soon. Again, I don't know for sure, but I can feel it in my bones. It's going to be here very soon.
You gotta, I think that's what you call a hunch.
It's a hunch.
Back in the day, if you're a reporter, you had a hunch.
You had a hunch. Yeah. That's right. So that's just the rumors I have. Did you say you had a rumor? Or was that the Zelda thing?
The Zelda thing was the rumor I had.
Okay.
The drone show, I think, will probably happen. And I'm very curious about it because drone shows have been a rumor at a lot of theme parks that have never really come to fruition. I think Disney Springs had a drone show once. There's been like a sprinkling of them. There hasn't been like a consistent.
It was very short-lived.
Right. So, yeah, I'm curious about that. I mean, I think a nighttime show would be great for Universal to have. That would be something that is like,
you well, know, an as, updated one.
Yeah, that people sure. want to go see and things like that. So,
yeah.
And the Minions ride, I hope it opens soon, and I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
And you say, wait, there's always a Minions ride. I don't think you can have too many.
Apparently.
I've always liked Minions. I think they're hilarious.
Well, and that Minions, I don't know what it's called, but Minions Cafe, like the eerie place that's right, been right next door, it's supposed to open as well. So,
well, and they're kind of turning when you first come into studio side. Out in Hollywood, they have a Minions area. Mm-hmm. They're just turning this basically into Minions area, which I like. I'm all for it.
Yeah. I'm down. Yeah. I'm down for it. If you're a fan of the Super Mario Brothers movie like Jared and our daughter are, then you'll love the latest release from Capture the Magic Apparel.
Yes, if you're like me and you have always wanted to be a plumber that goes into a magic pipe and jump on mushrooms to save a princess, then you'll love this shirt collection. In it, we have the iconic Super Mario Brothers Plumbing Company shirt, as well as a shirt that is paying tribute to Bowser's lovely ballad of Peaches.
Yes, and all our shirts are designed, printed, and shipped in-house by us and not some faceless third-party company. So if you have any issues with your order, then you can contact us right away and we'll make it right for you.
So upgrade your wardrobe with Capture the Magic Apparel. Visit our website today, ctmshirts.com, and use the promo code PODCAST to save 10% off of your first purchase. That's ctmshirts.com, and use the promo code PODCAST to save 10% off of your first order.
All right, well, let's get to our topic today, and we're talking about the perks to staying at a premier resort at Universal Studios Orlando.
Yes.
So I just stayed at Portofino Bay last weekend and kind of got to experience a lot of these things, so I figured let's talk about it today.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do it. That so, first of all, Jared, what is a premier resort, or which are the premier resorts at Universal?
Well, these are like, Disney has their deluxe resorts. These are Universal's version of the deluxe resorts. It's the highest tier of resorts that they have. So with these, they're a little bit more I don't know if upscale is the right word, but more theming, got more amenities, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so there are three of them. So there's Royal Pacific, Portofino Bay, and Hard Rock Hotel. Those are the three premier resorts that you have on Universal property.
Yes. And just to be clear, these are not owned by Universal. These are Lowe's hotels. So Universal is not technically not like connected as far as like, where Disney can use like a magic band. You can charge everything to your room through your magic band and all that stuff. Universal doesn't have that connection with the Lowe's hotels exactly. So it's a little bit different of a relationship, but it's still a Universal on property hotel. If that makes sense. All right. So let's go through some of the perks of staying at those hotels. So what would you say is the number one best perk, at least in our opinion?
Well, we mentioned a little bit earlier, but it would be the unlimited express pass that you get that's included in this. I think that's the big one, which means you can go through the express lane as many times as you want. There's no limit on that. It is good for, and this is the thing I think is one of the best ones, is good for both the check-in day and the check-out day. So even if you only stay for one night, let's say it's on a Friday night, you get to use Express Pass all day Friday and all day Saturday.
Which is what I just did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's great.
It, especially when you're looking at buying Express Pass individually, usually you can save some money by just staying at the resort.
And we got there at the hotel and checked in. It was like 9:30. It was very early. And of course our room wasn't ready, but that doesn't matter. You can just go in and check in. They'll give you your keys that have the express pass on them.
Yes.
And you can use them immediately. You don't have to actually have your room assigned yet. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. Now this does not apply to Volcano Bay.
No.
And so if you're going to buy express pass, you're looking at it starting at $129 per person.
And that's for the one express lane per time, like per time.
Right. And
that's a beast.
And that's the lowest price. It can be much higher. So, and the thing about this is no matter if you have one person in your hotel room or you have four people in your hotel room, everybody that is on the reservation gets express pass. So if you have a family of four, you can really start seeing, even if you're paying $300 a night, that's still cheaper than paying $130 per person for 2 days. So this is where you really get a value in that. And plus, as well, you get early park access as well. Well, most of all the resorts get that, but you do have that as well. So we couple that with the unlimited express pass. It's a very good deal.
It's a very good deal. You know, we weren't going at a super fast pace and we did this past weekend, but we got eight or nine, maybe 10 attractions per day out of the express passes. When we use them each day. So I was very happy with that. And the rate that we got for the room was really good too. So, you know, and we split that in half. So it was great. It was perfect. So highly recommend using the express pass when staying there because why not? Right.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. There's really, you know, I mean, and yeah. And we also love Universal's resorts as well. So that's another perk as well. But yeah, it's good. No downside there.
What would be the second thing that you would say is a perk?
Well, this one, again, is very, I would say, exclusive to Universal for the most part, which is the close proximity to the parks.
Yeah.
So all of them are walking distance to City Walk.
Mm-hmm.
Hard Rock Cafe, I believe, is the closest.
Yes.
And Royal Pacific, that's about a 5-7 minute walk, depending on the pace. Portofino Bay is going to be about a 10-15 minute walk, so it's a little bit farther.
Farther away. Mm-hmm.
But still, it's very close. You can take boat if you'd rather do that. Mm-hmm. So, if you know, that can sometimes be quicker, sometimes not, but you don't have to walk. But just that being that close is really nice.
Yeah.
You know, Universal is much more closer. We've talked about many times about not only the parks, but the resort hotels. So, even if you're taking a bus from some of the value resorts, you're talking about a 5-minute bus ride.
Sure.
So, this is like a 5-minute walk. So, you know, if you forget something, like one time I was in the park, we were staying at Royal Pacific, and we were over by Starbucks, and I randomly remembered, oh my gosh,
at Islands Adventure.
And I was like, left my AirPods in the room we were checking out that day, and I was able to literally like run back to the room within 10 minutes and grab them. So if we were at, you know, let's say we're at Disney and you're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge and you're at Magic Kingdom, that's going to be about an hour plus.
Well, yeah.
Before you were going to be able to get back.
At least like half an hour.
Yeah. So the close proximity is nice for a lot of reasons, one of which being if you do happen to forget something in your room, you can go back and get it really quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the only park that you can't get to by walking or boat would be the Volcano Bay. You have to take a bus. But that's true with every one of the resorts. So,
well, unless you're staying at Cabana Bay.
Unless you're staying at Cabana Bay.
You can walk right
there. Truth.
Yeah.
Truth. One thing that I was going to point out of a perk of staying at these premier resorts is they're the only ones that have the club level amenities, which we have done club level at Hard Rock, which we really enjoyed.
It was really nice, yeah.
Those really nice perks there. And our friends have done Portofino Bay, and they had just like renovated it, and it was beautiful in there. Literal like meals, like, you know, they say like you can't make meals out of the stuff that you get at club level, or they say that, but you totally can.
Well, yeah, I mean, we say at Hard Rock one, I mean, it was like some days they had fried chicken and they had, I mean, it was all really good. There's I believe you get two drinks or three drinks. Yeah, alcoholic drinks.
Two, I think it was
something
two.
Like that.
Yeah,
and then you can have, you know, at any time of the day if it's open in there, you can go in there and grab a soda, grab a water, grab a snack. So yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there is a, you can usually, I would say people don't make this argument. I think if you have a big family, you could make an argument that club level could actually save you some money on general snacks and eating and things like that. But
oh yeah,
yeah, it's nice.
Speaking of dining options. These premier resorts have more upscale dining than some of the other resorts. And for example, we ate at Mama Della's when we went to Portofino Bay. Mm-hmm. I guess it was last year. And that's the main Italian place they have at Portofino Bay. It's not the fanciest. It's not like their signature dining, which they do have. But it was delicious. Do you remember?
I do remember. It was like eating in your grandma's house, which is actually how it's designed.
I think they wanted you to feel
that. Yeah, like looks like inside of an Italian grandma's house or an Italian mom's house.
Absolutely. And they have like the Palm over at Hard Rock Hotel, Royal Pacific. They've got like a buffet. They've got Jake's American Bar. They've got a couple of options.
There's
over
a
there.
Lot at Royal Pacific.
And then they've got that luau. They do. Over at Royal Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're still doing that. As far as I know, they are. But they do a luau like every couple of Saturdays or something. And then they've got special events that they do at these hotels as well. It's just, a lot of cool things happening. And then other thing that I was going to mention, perks, and this is comparing to Disney, is that the prices can be very low for what you're getting. An example of that would be just looking randomly, like on a weekday in, I think it was like 2 weeks from now, you could get a room at Royal Pacific and the Garden View two queen room was like $235 a night. And that was with an annual passport discount, but it was also like a Tuesday. So it was like in the middle of the week and it was with a discount, but you can get some really good rates. If you're looking at some off times, even the weekends, you can find some good rates if you book it far enough in advance. But you can, compared to, what you'd find at like Disney with the deluxe resorts, these prices are way, way lower, way lower. They're kind of comparable to like what a moderate Disney price would be.
I would agree. I mean, you're probably talking double to say to Disney Deluxe a lot of times what you're paying at a premiere here. And, I will say, I think Universal's values and moderates are better than Disney's. When it comes to premieres versus deluxes, they're different. I don't know if they're as, you're talking as nice as some of the Disney deluxes, but with the perks that you do get with the Universal premieres, I think that more than sort of makes up the difference and the price. So, again, they are nice hotels and they have their own, they have their own, each one's different. Like Portofino Bay has a much different feel than Royal Pacific, than Hard Rock. They all are very unique, which is, I like, sometimes hotels can get very bland and seem like they're all the same. So they all kind of have their own personality and everything like that. Like Portofino Bay, literally you have a bay on the city on the backside of it. Like
it's the just, harbor. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just. And it's got some really, especially Portofino Bay there has some really cool views and photography spots and things like that. But for sure you can say they're much cheaper, especially if you're an AP. That's, again, where an AP comes in handy. If you're going to stay on property, you can save quite a bit of money on the discounts.
Oh, yeah. And something I was going to add, and this is more about the Universal Express Pass, was I actually wrote down what the posted wait times were and how long we waited. Just to give you a comparison, how much time we saved with these Universal Express passes at our hotel. So, Spider-Man posted 55. We waited 5. Skull Island posted 50 minutes. We waited 18. Velocicoaster was posted 75. It went down for 5 minutes in there, and we ended up waiting 38 minutes. I'm going to come back to that one in a second.
Okay.
We went on Hagrid's. No express pass there, which is the hugest bummer in the world. Not going to lie.
Hugest.
That's a word. Hugest. Just kidding. Posted 95. We waited 62. Not terrible. Poseidon's Fury was posted 35. We waited 10. Hogwarts Express 2 Diagonale from Hogsmeade posted 25. We waited 13. That wasn't as great. Gringotts was posted 50. We waited 28. ET was posted 25. We waited 5. Transformers posted 5. It was a walk-on. Mummy posted 25. We waited 35 because it went down for 20 minutes. So that was a bummer. Transformers, we did it again. Posted 20, waited about 6. We did the Bourne show. You know, the wait there doesn't really matter. The horror makeup show, same thing there. Hogwarts Express 2 Hogsmeade from Diagon Alley was posted 25. We waited 15. Jurassic Park River Adventure was posted 15. We walked on. The Raptor Encounter posted 30. It was a 10-minute wait. No Express Pass there. And then Velocicoaster posted 60. We waited about 25.
Okay.
So looking at the spread of how much time we saved with each ride, it was very significant. Now, there's going to be a lot of situations where you're not going to be able just to walk on to these rides, like Velocicoaster. Like, you literally can't. And the reason is because you basically go through about 2/3 of the ride, and then you have to go through security. And then security is where both lines have met. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you don't know what
I mean. Well, I mean, I know the concept, okay. But I've never ridden it.
Right. So after you go through the metal detectors, you put your stuff away, all the lines are together then. And then you go upstairs, and then it's like the last third of the line. So it's going to be longer wait. Like after that, it's probably still another, I don't know, 15-minute wait. Maybe longer, depending on that. But yeah, so we had a lot of success, except for Revenge of the Mummy going down for a little bit.
Which, I mean, that happens. That.
Yeah.
You can't control it.
It was fine.
I mean, I would definitely say, but for the most part, I mean, we've had it on very busy days, and especially on those really busy days, it is very nice to have.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not really busy, that's the thing about Express Pass. If it's not a busy day, you can really get in situations where, yeah, you may save 5-10 minutes, but it's not crazy. Whereas if it's, I mean, if you're on a holiday weekend and you've got it, you will be thankful that you have it,
because
you can save hours in your day by having it. So,
oh yeah,
again, as a perk to staying at a Premier hotel, great perk.
Yeah,
probably the best perk I would say in Orlando in general, of like staying at a hotel and what you get in return. I mean, Disney doesn't have anything like that. I mean, some stuff you can get into the parks a little bit earlier. They got the magic hours. You can stay a little later.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing, I don't think, anything like you get with Express Pass.
Yeah. Truth.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any other perks you could think of for staying in a Premier Resort? I feel like the ones we talked about were big ones and huge reasons to stay there, you know?
You know, I think the other thing would just be if you're wanting to, you know, if people, like, a lot of times talk about staying at Disney, they want to be immersed in everything that Disney has to offer. If you really want to be immersed into Universal and really check out everything that they have, this would be a great way to do it. And in terms of perks, I mean, they are nice hotels, but again, they're all hotels. The only hotel I can really think of that does anything that's really different would be like the Galactic Star Cruiser, because that's more of a show and a It's a wholly different type of thing, but yeah, I mean, I think it's the food's good. They, you know, if you're in there for nightlife, a lot of those have a lot of bars in there. You can watch some games on.
Yep.
There's a lot of versatility to them, and again, being so close to City Walk is nice because you can just walk there. So if you're going to be doing stuff at City Walk, you don't have to, you know, let's say you've had a little, you know, you're there, you're adults, and you had a little bit too much to drink. You're just walking back. You don't have to worry about getting on buses or getting an Uber or driving. You can just walk back. I think we covered most of it, but they are nice perks in what they have. And I'd be curious to, you know, when Epic opens, I'm sure there's going to be at least one other new Premier Resort that's going to open with that one.
At least
one.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to start seeing more of them. And I'll be curious to see how the Express Pass thing works with Epic.
Yeah.
You know, when that opens and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, we talked about it many times. I love the Universal Hotels and being a Lowe's hotel. I don't know, people know about a lot of Lowe's hotels. They're very well ran.
Mm-hmm.
The staff there, people talk about Universal doesn't run themselves. I actually sometimes, like, you can text to get things in the rooms
that
you really can't
do
with
like that.
This is the perk, is they give you a number, and if you need towels, you text it and they'll text you back. If you, whatever you need. So I feel like there's some instances it's a little bit easier to get in touch with somebody. But the staff's always been great, very courteous, you know, just really good, really solid. You got anything? You got anything else you'd add?
No, that sounds good to me. So, all right. Well, that is all we have for today. So,
okay.
Thanks for listening, everybody. But if you wanted to catch more of what we're talking about here, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and watch us say these things too.
You can do that. Yes.
Also that. So subscribe to Capture the Magic over there on YouTube, and subscribe and comment and all those things to help us grow that that our channel over there. We're also on Thursdays we do our main podcast, which of the Disney show, where we talk about all things Disney. That's Jared and I.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've got Outside the Bubble. That's once a month that we do. We're probably going to try to do another one of those here soon. It's been a little bit, but we're going to try to get out to do some more Outside the Bubble, non-Disney Universal stuff. So we'll get a new episode out here soon.
We've done a few things to attempt at this. It's just they didn't turn out to be anything that would be good enough to really talk about on the show.
Right.
So we have attempted this. When we find something good, we will share it.
Yes.
We just didn't want to waste your time. One of them would have been like, don't do this. That was it. The other one was like two items. I'm like, well, this isn't really worth talking about.
Right.
On an episode. So.
Absolutely. And then we also have our Trip Tales that comes out once a month. And that'll be the 2 weeks, I think, from today. So we'll have another one out then. And follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. What's that one? Lemonade. I keep forgetting what that's called.
There's too many now.
There's too many. We're either Capture the Magic or Cap the Magic on any of those. So.
Yeah, I would also be sure on the YouTube channel, we also have vlogs. So if you want to see, you know, firsthand info going through, we'll go to Universal and Disney. We do things like that. So that's another reason to subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Yes. And I did vlog my trip with my friend about using the Express Pass and all the food we ate. So I'll be posting that up soon.
Okay.
We're actually going to be down to Universal again on Mother's Day. We're going to be staying at Sapphire Falls this time, which has been a while since we've stayed there. And it is not a premier resort, but it is my favorite.
It is one of my it might be my favorite. I wish it was premier.
Oh my gosh! If it was premier, game over.
It feels like it is game a premier, but it's not. It's kind of strange. It should be.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Yeah. So we'll be staying there and going on Mother's Day, and then we'll be doing Magic Kingdom on Monday. And my mom is coming, so that'll be fun. Yay.
Yes.
But yeah, that's it. So thanks, Jaren, for being here with me, Peruge.
You're very welcome.
And thank you, everybody, for listening or watching. And as I always like to say, we will see you in the parks.
Bye.